item 1B, and Henry, have you got the ball again? You're going to earn your money today, my friend.
Well, please, it's now yours. So, this is looking at the implementation activities for the new insurance contract standard. Here, really, what we want to do is just update you on the activities that we've been doing, including the transition resource group that we're establishing for the new insurance contract standard. No decision required today, but you know, given the importance of the standard, we wanted to update you on our activities, and obviously if you have any comments, we'd be happy to hear them. So in paragraph 3 of this paper, we've done a table really summarizing all of the activities that we have been undertaking, and as you can see, we have been busy supporting IFRS 17, trying to get it off to the best possible start since we issued the standard on the 18th of May. And I think a lot of these activities are appreciated by our stakeholders, because actually one of the team gave me some of the statistics about the viewings on the website. So for example, in row B of this table, we've highlighted that we have a, it's like a portal, if you like, but it's a page where we bring together all of these materials that are available to stakeholders to support them in understanding IFRS 17. And that web page has been viewed 13,000 times. And the you know, many of the webcasts, we've done 7 webcasts on the standard, we've had a high number of clicks on those webcasts. So that's good to see. I think the point I particularly wanted to draw your attention to, though, was row D of this table, and that's our activities that we're doing with the users of financial statements, because when we spoke about implementation support on IFRS 17 at the last meeting, you stressed the importance of our work with the investors, and hopefully here you can see that we have been very busy with the investors. We've had many discussions trying to explain to them what they will get out of the new information that they're going to get out of IFRS 17. We also did a webcast that was targeted specifically at investors too, and I think that had something like 1,400 viewings. So this work with investors is ongoing, as are all of these activities, but I just wanted to highlight that work stream in particular.
So I'll just comment to just emphasize, I applaud, when I saw that 250 investor and analyst meetings, I thought that was fantastic. Connecting with investors on standard setting is not an easy task, and I respect and appreciate and applaud the proactivity that you're following there.
So then, if we move on to paragraph 5, as you know, a very key aspect of our implementation support for IFRS 17 is the new transition resource group that we've established for this standard. We discussed our plans with you at the May meeting and how we were thinking about developing that group. We've now established the group, as we informed you via email, and very much the group has been established in line with our thinking that we outlined in May. I think really the point to highlight, though, is the group is slightly larger than we envisaged. I think originally we envisaged a group of 13 plus 3 observers. Given the quality of the applicants, we actually have increased the group to 15 plus 3 observers. So the final composition is 9 preparers, 6 representatives from the accounting firms, and 3 observers. Those are from IOSCO, the International Association of Insurance Supervisors, and the International Actuarial Association. So overall, we believe that we've achieved a good balance of the geographical representation and of people who are, what we always sort of said, knee-deep in practical implementation across a broad range of different insurance products. And our plans now, the TRG, are well advanced. We actually have the first meeting coming up next week. It's largely an administrative meeting, and we have scheduled now 4 full face-to-face meetings for next year, 1 each quarter. Beyond 2017, I think it obviously depends on the level of questions that we're getting in, but we're still, in our thinking, envisaging a period of calm, which, remember, we're explaining that diagram in on paragraph 4 of the paper at the last meeting. We think it's, that last 18 months before the effective date in 2021, it's important that there is a period of calm so that there's nothing that potentially could disrupt implementation. So I think that's really what I wanted to highlight. Has anybody got any questions or comments on how we're going about supporting the new insurance contract standard?
Questions? Member of the committee, this is another one of those where there's a significant change in practice coming, and people don't like change, and so this is unpopular in some circles, and so there will be some noise, and I appreciate the transparency that has been provided, but we shouldn't be surprised with hearing some noise as considerations are made for endorsement, et cetera. And the only comment I would make is on the TRG, because I think that's helpful in building acceptance and deepening understanding, that if you were to conclude at some point that 15 isn't the right number, that you really want 16, if there's somebody that you think should be represented that isn't, I hope you would feel very comfortable with adding that additional person, just like you felt when you added the two beyond what you'd earlier said, because I think getting acceptance here is critical, and I know harder than managed by somebody who isn't, but that's also a big challenge in terms of getting acceptance of the standard. But anyway, I hope you would feel empowered and not any constraining feeling coming from this committee in that regard as to the numbers. It's really going to be driven by you on what can be most effective.
The role, I think, important points, flexible about what we learn is through the process,
We'll learn some, take those steps for sure. Comments, questions on insurance, please.
Just a question, did we consider to have an investor as an observer to the TRG? And if not, would it be worthwhile doing so? Could it be helpful to support the implementation?
I think at the moment, and subject to the point that Jim just made about flexibility, our thinking at the moment is that it's probably more effective if we do separate work with investors, because certainly based on the sort of types of questions we're hearing are likely to come to us now, the very geeky accounting questions, and not so much things that are going to be that visible, I guess, from an investor perspective necessarily. So it's probably more efficient to talk to investors separately. But I think we've always said that if we felt that it was appropriate at some point in time to get an investor view to the table, we can have the flexibility to invite them along and to have them participate on an ad hoc basis. And I think that's the way we're thinking about it at the moment.
Other questions?
TRG doesn't vote.
Right.
So everybody is participating in government. We have some observers, but
regulators like to be referred to as observers rather than members, as opposed to how they're.
Directed, but we, we have a very close relationship with the investor community at this point to gain a better understanding of the standard for them as well. And in terms of acceptance, the TRG is not there to gain acceptance; it's there to help implementations. And you would hope that everybody who has applied to be a member of the TRG accepts the standard and accepts the necessity of the standard.